controversial pardon of Mark Rich continues to envelop people who served in Bill Clinton's administration. Rich was a fugitive who had helped his company evade $48 million in taxes. Since then, Clinton and two of his administration's top lawyers have faced attacks from all sides. But even as lawmakers grilled some of the major characters in a hearing yesterday, there are limits on what action they can take. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
For 25 years, Eric Holder served in the government as a federal prosecutor and most recently as deputy attorney general. For 25 years, he's had a reputation for integrity. But recently released documents suggest that Holder knew more about the Rich pardon than he had let on. They indicate Holder had several conversations with Rich's attorney, Jack Quinn, about the pardon, that he had told the White House he was neutral or even leaning toward the pardon, even that he congratulated Quinn when Rich was granted clemency. Yesterday, Holder seemed furious about the innuendo. He told the House Government Reform Committee he may have heard about the pardon petition, but he never really thought it would be granted. He never congratulated Quinn about the pardon, and he said if he had known it would be granted, he might have tried to oppose it.
As you can see from these facts, attempts to make the Justice Department, or me, the fall guys in this matter, are rather transparent and simply not consistent with the facts. I and others at the Justice Department had nothing to gain or to lose by the decision in this matter. We had no professional, personal, or financial relationship with Mr. Rich or anyone connected to him.
But Republicans were not satisfied, particularly Dan Burton, the chairman of the committee and one of Clinton's most tenacious critics. He noted that Holder had met with Quinn, who had been White House counsel under Clinton, and at those meetings, the two men discussed the possibility that Holder might become attorney general in a Gore administration. Holder balked at the implication, but Burton continued.
I'm not implying anything. I'm asking questions.
Oh, I think you are.
Well, Mr. Holder, you can think whatever you want, and I can think whatever I want, but the thing is, you wanted something from Mr. Quinn. You wanted his support for Attorney General of the United States, and he wanted a pardon for Mr. Rich and his partner. Now, you can understand why somebody would ask a question about that.
Well,
you know, that's called a quid pro quo.
Holder insisted there was no connection between his future and Rich's pardon. Then there was a question of Mark Rich's character and whether he deserved a pardon. Mr. Clinton had said that he granted clemency only to those who had reformed since their crime, but Republican Christopher Shea said Mark Rich had done anything but. He said Rich and his partner had traded with Iran during the hostage crisis, traded with Iraq during the embargo, traded with South Africa during apartheid.
If, in fact, Mark Rich or Pincus Green were traitors to the United States, should they be pardoned?
With all due respect, I think it's an unfair question because I did not believe that they were traitors.
And then there was the character of Bill Clinton, which remains a favorite topic of the Burton Committee even after Clinton has left office. Burton suggested that campaign contributions from Rich's ex-wife had prompted Mr. Clinton's act of mercy.
It's been well reported that she gave $1 million to Democratic campaigns over the last decade. But that's not all. We were also informed by Mrs. Rich's lawyer that Mrs. Rich has given an, quote, enormous amount of money to the Clinton Presidential Library.
Burton said he invited Denise Rich to testify, but she invoked the Fifth Amendment and refused. Even the ranking Democrat on the committee, Henry Waxman, disapproved of the pardon, but he said people shouldn't read too much into it. It comes down to this question, he said.
Is this a case of bad judgment, or is it a case involving bribery, corruption, or criminal conduct? To date, I see plenty of bad judgment, but no evidence of criminal wrongdoing has been presented to us to this point.
Burton seems set on continuing the investigation, but there won't be much practical effect. The president has absolute power to pardon, and there's nothing Congress can do about it. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.